streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your hosts, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me
home. Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have Miss Lori Jenaire. She's a Chicago native, now residing in Los Angeles. Lori has been influenced by several legendary divas, but her comparisons most often parallel her to Phyllis Hyman, an accomplished songwriter, producer, and performer in her own right. Lori has three acclaimed CDs to her credit, Presence, Within Reach, and Fruition. Her cover of the classic California Dreamin' on the Fruition CD made waves on the smooth jazz charts, while her smash remix of Hyman's You Know How to Love Me achieved bullet status on the Billboard Top 20 dance charts and Grammy consideration. So we're going to hear her story tonight, and before we get her on the line with us, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, I want to thank everyone who tunes into our show every Wednesday night across the country. And once again, I want to thank Ms. Smith for always making this happen. And without further ado, we're going to let our great guest formally introduce herself. And this is the young lady who you've been hearing the song every week, California Dreamin'. So we'll pass the mic to her.
Hello. Hi, Boyd and Lucinda. Thanks for having me tonight. It's a pleasure.
It's our pleasure as well. All right. So you can get down to it, and I'll let your fans and the viewers know exactly how this got started.
Well, you know, I've been playing various instruments in my younger life. In many, many different bands, and always enjoyed singing, but that wasn't, ironically, the thing that I did first. And I ended up singing probably in my 20s, and that was because I was in college and used to sing in the stairwell of Fine Arts Building at my college, and because I liked the acoustics there, and the dean of the music school heard me and said, I'd like you to audition. And I ended up getting a music scholarship and had no idea, really. I didn't put much emphasis on my voice. I just loved music all my life, but I just never thought about voice as the single instrument or vehicle to expressing music. And so it was at that time that I really started to do the vocal thing. And from then on, moved on and recorded many albums, and it's and with other artists as well, and have been enjoying it.
Wow, that sounds great, you know. And like I said, ever since Smith has shot me your songs, California Dreamin' is what I've been spinning. And great sound, voice great at it, you know, and definitely riding the waves, as we call it. You know, you're definitely riding the waves. So I got to give you big ups on that California Dreamin' straight out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, it's all good, you know. And before we get started, I'm going to play that California Dreamin', and then I'm going to pass the mic to my missus. But we're going to hit everyone across the country with this California Dreamin' tonight. And if you're California Dreamin', this is where you need to be tonight, right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back hottest radio show worldwide. Be right back with our guests as we spin her spot, California Dreamin'.
Thank
Gentlemen, welcome right back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Love You Back, with that hot track once again, California Dreaming, with our girl Lori on the line tonight, putting it down, and we got a few more other tracks to play tonight, but I'm going to pass the mic to my missus, and she's going to ask Miss Lori some great questions as well. And once again, thanks for having you, Miss Lori.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Great song. I like that. It's
Thank
like just you.
You
just want to kick back and relax.
I'm glad. It's doing, hey, it's doing
right.
What it was intended.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you grew up. Did you grow up in Chicago?
I did. I grew up on the Chicago South Side. And, you know, I have to say I'm grateful for many reasons. Just the musical influences in the area I grew up were so plentiful and so rich and were inspiring me in every moment. You know, like I'd say five blocks down the road were the Staple Singers, you know, the five stair steps. We had Don Cornelius not too far away doing his first Soul Train on Black and White. You know, Black and White back then, you know, hadn't come to California yet. And so there was a lot of great music in Chicago, Chaka Khan and Stanley Clark. So it was very inspiring to have that around me and to have great radio that represented that kind of music. It was so diverse.
So with all that nice music and growing up in the South Side, and I'm not too familiar with Chicago, but in your time of growing up, did you see a lot of the drugs and gangs and stuff out in the area that you were in?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It was very prevalent then. There were quite a few different movements at the time that kind of evolved from the Black Panthers to the Blackstone Rangers, which was a Chicago-born. I don't want to call them a gang, but certainly a movement. And there were a lot of politics happening at the time in the city and a lot of poverty and a lot of segregation in Chicago. And so I'm grateful to have had a family and a mother that encouraged education so that I wouldn't get caught up in just being in a segregated school all my life. And sometimes the only way to do that, if you didn't have money, was to try to really kill the grades so that you got considered to get to a school outside of your district that you'd have a chance in. So, that was definitely there for sure.
Wow. So when did you move to L.A. and what made you decide to leave Chicago and come out west?
Well, you know, it was kind of a necessary thing to do because, you know, there were three cities I considered, Nashville, New York, or L.A., and that's where the music was happening then. And I lived in several cities because I, you know, I'd been musical and touring and doing different things, different bands in many cities, including Pittsburgh, which was a great city for jazz. But I came up to San Francisco before I went to L.A., and did as much as I could there, and then I realized if I wanted to do more, I really need to get down here with the sessions that were happening, with the volume of music that was being recorded here, and I wanted to be a part of that. So that was probably a good 12 years ago, and I'm very blessed to have met some great, great, great musicians and been able to work with them here just from being in this destination.
So has singing been a big part of your life's dreams
Music has been, Lucinda, singing. I didn't really know that was my vehicle. I didn't know that was going, I never felt like that was my only or my main outlet. That was 15 years into the making, I think, before I started saying that's what I'm going to do primarily. But I was a guitar player first and then a bass player. And then I started singing and realizing that I really enjoyed it. So now it's definitely my life and my message conveyor, if you will. And my passion is helping other young singers find their voice and doing some coaching and vocal production with them.
So what is a lot of your message? Do you have a certain message that you try to put across in your songs?
I think in the songs that I write, I certainly try to have a message of people, of what bonds us as human beings, which is we're always somehow trying to get love right. That's something as human beings we are always working to do. How do we get love right? And so for me, there's so many different expressions of that. And in all my Fruition album, I aim to show the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows of what happens in love, from the breakup to an unexpected feeling of passion for someone that you never knew you felt it, to, the elation of physical, the elation and fear of feeling caught up. So I try to go through the entire journey of love on that album.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you a little more personal question then. Recently, you had to have surgery on your throat, which silenced you completely for at least 2 weeks. Tell us a little bit about that, and what were your thoughts at that time? Did you know that, obviously you probably knew that you were going to get your voice back, but for those 2 weeks being silenced with what you used to present your message and your music, how did you feel going through that?
Well, you know what, it was a very powerful experience and daunting at the same time because, I think all of us, whether you sing or you no matter what you do for a living, paint, sing, cook, whatever it is, we use our voices, our way of conveying who we are, our main communication tool. And so when I didn't have it, and I knew I was going into this with the surgery. The first 3 days were grueling. The first 3 days was scary. I felt frustrated. I didn't know how to get my I was writing things down on a whiteboard. And mere grocery shopping was a challenge because, I was carrying around signs and writing everything I needed to say. So I'd say what I learned through that experience was how we say we talk so much and we really aren't saying what we're really not getting, we're being misunderstood, we're not getting to the point, we're not being direct. And when you don't have the words and the voice, you end up saying the most important things because
right.
You don't have a lot. You just end up saying what you really mean and you say it concisely. So I'd say by the seventh day, it felt like nirvana. It felt peaceful. I felt very, very at peace with not having that form of communication. And I really believe the inner world that we have manifests in your outer world. So how you come into the world, if you come into the world in a peaceful way, it manifests in your outer world. So it gave me a sense of peace by the end of it, and definitely a sense of reverence for saying what's in your heart.
Well, we're glad that you recovered well from your surgery and glad
well,
to have
you
back out here singing your beautiful songs.
Well,
so
thank
I'm gonna
you. I'm
pass
glad
the, yes, definitely. I'm going to pass the mic back over to Boyd for a minute.
Okay.
Hey, Ms. Laura, we're right back at it. And
right.
we just We just riding tonight with a great young lady and great songs. And tonight we're going to hit you with another one of her great tracks called Danger Zone. So we want you to sit back, relax, and let's ride this out. Be right back with the one and only, Miss Laurie.
Do you?
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back, with our one and only hot guest tonight with the hot tracks, Miss Lori in the house, and we're right back with how you doing, Miss Lori, and how you feeling about, you know, how you're vibing tonight.
Listen, I'm having a great time with you all. This has been a great time hanging and, you know, just chatting with everybody and you and Lucinda and, you know, just chilling.
That's what I like to hear. Tell the viewers and your fans to where they can go to get that album.
Well, you could go on iTunes if folks want to download MP3s or WAV files. We've got iTunes. We've got Amazon. You can also go to my website at lorijenaire.com and get a signed copy of the CD. You just make the request when you make the order that you want it signed and who it's dedicated to, and I'm happy to make that happen.
That's what's happening. You're exactly what Ms. Lori said. She's more than delighted to make that happen. So we are letting all our fans and viewers know to go ahead and log on to iTunes and give them that website once again, your personal site, Ms. Lori.
Is lorijenaire.com.
And Lori, do you have any upcoming events that you'll be singing at or participating in?
I do. I have some. I have actually one that's quite well. It's iconic for me because I'll be returning there to do the show, which is Blues Alley in Washington D.C. And I'll be there on the 19th of February, and we will be doing a tribute to Phyllis Hyman in that show. And one of the reasons we are doing that show was by request from the venue, because Phyllis Hyman, that was her favorite venue to perform in. And they even have some menu choices named after her in that particular club. So we tend to get well received there, and people really, really, really supported Phyllis in that venue and in that demographic. And so we just want to pay tribute to her and all that she brought to the musical world.
Sounds great. And we know that you're a busy young lady, and we're not going to hold you, but we want to just go and play that hot track one more time for you before we let you off the air. We're going to hit them one more time with that hot California Dreaming, you know. And any last shout-outs, any last words you'd like to say, Lori?
Well, I'd like to give John Dixon, who's the producer of that particular track, a lot of credit. He really put that together. That was an all-nighter for us in the studio. He's an amazing producer, did a few things for Lionel Richie, some other artists, but great guitarist, great producer. I did a little guitar on that track myself, but that was an all-nighter, and we just wanted to get a different vibe on it, throw a little wah-wah guitar in there, take it to, you know, back to the 70s, give you more of an organic acoustic feel, and I hope you all are enjoying it.
That's what's happening, because, hey, I play that joint every Wednesday, and it's been in rotation on the Streets of Love You Back radio show. So we're doing our thing over here with Lori. So we're going to play that hot track one more time before we leave. And once again, we want to thank Ms. Lori for giving us the pleasure to have her on the show tonight. I want to thank Ms. Smith, as always, as putting things together. She's a great, great lady, and we'd like to give her a big shout-out over there as well.
Yes, absolutely. Nikita, much love to you, my goddess, and to both you and Lucinda Boyd. You guys are great. Thanks for supporting us, Indie Artists. Thanks for keeping it real and also talking about topics that matter and that are courageous to talk about at today's radio.
Hey, thank you so much, and it's an honor to have you. So tonight we're going to go out with California Dreaming, and we'll dedicate Miss Lori's own song to herself. You feel me? And we're doing it like that major. He had the streets to love you back. So, Miss Lori, we appreciate you, and we're going to hit you with that California Dreaming, and God bless, and you enjoy the rest of your week.
God bless you. You all take care.
Bye. Yes, ma'am. Here we go. California Dream. To this segment after it's over with 24/7. Listen to the hot tracks. If you missed any information, you'll be able to hear it over and over. Hit the website. Go get that hot album. Peace and love. And we appreciate Miss Laurie in the house.
Thank you.
Good night, Miss Laurie. And we thank
Good
you
night.
So much for coming through.
Thank you both. Peace. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Stay focused. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you the hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say,
The Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and fellies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Help Free G.I., California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join in support with your help and donations by buttons, downloads, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help Free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
Scarred faces, broken hearts, shorty after life, I guess death, sitting here wishing hope, it ain't pain for my last breath, never stepped the right hands in the first place, all I can remember is a picture of her face, she sent me away to call her case, trying to protect my family. Learn your lessons the hard way, but unless you learn, you take heed when you learn today. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walked this far. That I make, for goodness sake, I gotta change my ways, I gotta do something different, it's gonna be too late, life is life, I gotta move on, keep my head up high, keep my spirit strong, who knows, heaven might have a place for me, so tonight, down on my knees, ask me, Lord, please, yeah, can you forgive me, Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong, Lord, can you forgive me, I ain't walked this far, Lord. Lord, can you forgive
you to choose one. So be careful what you wish for. Once you walk through the door, you know that's what you stuck with. Whether it makes you happy or sad, it's up to you to make it good or bad. You hear me?
Days of struggle, you know what I'm
constant
saying?
Struggle, you know?
Constant struggle,
I just get it.
I understand that, you know?
Gotta keep moving, you know?
Check that, you know?
For real.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle. Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Be everybody fresh but broke like me. Bro, wish that I could ball like them ballers on the street.
Ball,
living that everyday lamp line. Made me take a step back, look at myself and check mine. Now I ain't leaving till I get mine. Trying to keep the distance between that hate and greed. Murder, spy. Between Satan and me. And all them problems that it come with, it's more than one need. Me, been the rest of mathematics on the ball. Put your hands up, drop your bags when you out them all. Sit it back to the block, big money grip. Still hungry for them chips, don't make me flip. Carry your brain with the diamond chips. Just bought a new whip, candy paint and double dip. Every day's a hustle, I'm trying to get it. Trying to bubble, it's my life and my struggle.
See, life is just a story that someone has to tell. We're living in this struggle.
Stress in my eyes, 15 to 25, yet still I rise, and I'm black and proud, my people say it loud, walking like I talk and hold your head above the clouds and smile, never let them see you sweat,
I bet,
the streets is always watching, catch you slipping, chicken hawking, zombies out here walking, listen to the music, if you pay attention, I'll show you how to use it, I flip flows on shows like life is so abusive, adapt and overcome the struggle like how he do it,
I
prove it, showing the world I am a king, sing to the rhythm, my queen, this is your dream, man in the building, example for all to see, life can be a bitch, keep stroking until you ski, stand on your own, keep fighting and never leave, foundation is the knowledge I'm kicking, we're gonna bleed.
You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell, we're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell, you see, life is just a story that someone has to tell.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
I wanted you to follow me. Couldn't you see when
Let's make a decision. Let's get incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the hottest show worldwide. The Streets Don't Love You Back. I'm going to check in with my people and see who's riding with me tonight. Caller, you on the air, what's good?
Yo, yo, just checking in. What's happening, man? G.I.?
Oh, what to do, man? You see, we riding, man. You know what I mean? Had the great, great guest on earlier, Miss Lori, doing her thing, you feel me, with the California Dreaming. Great interview. If you missed any of our first segment, just log on after the show go off, and you'll be able to hear from beginning to end and get that information and go order them California Dreaming and Danger Zone along with other information. Ms. Lori has as well. So what's good with you, G.I., man? We're just having a great time tonight. What's good?
Oh, man, I enjoyed Ms. Lori and her beautiful songs that she had, man, that California Dreaming and that Danger Zone, man. I was checking it out, you know, just riding with the Streets Don't Love You Back, you know, listening to y'all, man, and loving the things that y'all doing, you know.
Hey, man, we appreciate that, man. I want you to hold tight. I'm going to go to the next guest and see who's riding with us, you know. Hey, hey, what's good, caller? You on air? I guess they just riding with us tonight. Yeah, so I guess they riding with us tonight. We're going to go to our next one. What's up? That's my main guy. What's up, D?
Oh, what's going on, Rob? I actually just tuning in, just got back off from work, but I got to check out my man, Rob. Give me a little bit of positive energy for tonight.
That's what's happening, man. We about to, you know, close shop in a few minutes. Yeah, G.I., we're going to go ahead and give you a few closing words, man. What's good with you, man?
Thanks and praises, man, each and every time, you know.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We appreciate that, you know, and appreciate you riding with us tonight. Hey, D, go ahead and say your last words, man, and then I'm going to play Spin My Last Joint for tonight.
Yeah, man, I feel terrible. I done got in on the end of the boat.
It's all good,
man, I just appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. I respect what y'all doing, man. Don't stop. Man, I'm riding with the Streets Don't Love You Back, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, G.I., we appreciate you riding with us, man. And we appreciate everybody around the world who ride with us. And once again, if you want to get involved with what we do to educate the youth across the country and others, log on to our website, www.streetsdontloveyouback.com. Don't forget this, our fifth year toy drive and food drive for our youth. Log on to the website. All the information is right there as well. And if you would like to help us feed the homeless first weekend every month, that information there as well. And we're just thanking God for being a blessing to others, you know. Once again, God bless. Always remember, the streets don't love you back. And stay focused. Peace out.
Shine without trying. If I'm falling, I'ma get it treated like this thing is mine. I'm gonna make it, you gon' see. prepared, you ain't be scared, you oughta take a chance sometime. Just go over to a take a hand, say girl, you're gonna be mine. Cause time is on your side, but only if you hop. So what, you somewhere heavy cap, Jackie, can't piss stop. Cause it might be your last lap around the oval track. You never know when it's time to go, so you need to go get that build up momentum. If it's needed, second on new, you better read it. If you believe it and you read the book, then I suggest you heed it. Pay attention and listen so you relate to relativity. If it's your business, be busy. If you able, flexibility, I don't say I'm what is it. Man, a machine, dirty or clean. Tell them both don't come too close. Now things ain't always what they seem. Is it a dream or reality? You never quite know with me. It's a secret of life. Anything you want will be the same.
You can't stop me, you can see it in my eyes.
I'm gonna make it, you gon' see.